Okay, we were listening to Jan Pierce with a little Hanukkah selection. I hope that your latkes have been turning out as good as mine. Yeah, they're so simple. It's just do it. Nothing like potato latkes fresh out of the frying pan, for sure, for sure. I just want to point out that the last third of this hour, I'm starting something a little new. These are Cantors of the Past series. The Greater Recording Company came out with a dozen or so albums of cantors from the period of 1905 to about 1925, 1927, 28. It was called In the Synagogue with the Great Cantors series. So what I'll probably be doing for the next several months, take the last third of the, say the last 20 minutes or so of each program, and I'll be playing these various cantors from that period. I hope that you'll be enjoying that. Okay, let's get right to the Chazonis, and let's hear two wonderful selections by Tzvi Weiss. The first is Kehilas HaKodesh. Oh yeah, this is Charlie Bernhout, cbjmusic@aol.com.
Shas Hashem. vime ve ani mime be khayem o ve moye somelo ya ni ferodu o ve moye somelo ya ni ferodu Sertzoin koinom vechefetz zurom Mine shorim ekalu mearro Voyo ese gove erro Lasso isretzoin ekoyen nohom Lasso isretzoin ekoyen nohom
Oh,
Well, that was a beautiful rendition of Kiddush HaKodesh. That was Zvi Weiss, wonderful chazan from Israel. Well, this past Motzei Shabbos, were you at the Park East Synagogue for their annual benefit concert? It was wonderful, wonderful. It was dedicated, a tribute to Dr. Mordechai Sobel, and his son Ofer Sobel was there. He was a guest maestro, and it was terrific seeing him there. It was Helfgott, Netanel Herstick, Sal Zim, Rafi Frieder, Aaron Ben Sushan, Yaakov Motzen, and Pini Ben-Ari. And they had the wonderful choir and the children's choir, and of course, Danny Gildar. It was just a wonderful evening, another wonderful immersion in the world of Chazonis. Many of you were also the week before at the Hampton Synagogue, that was dedicated to honoring Chaim Wiener, and it was also just a great immersion in Chazonis. And speaking of immersions in Chazonis, I want you to take note that, are we allowed to say Christmas Eve? Well, let's say the evening before the day of Christmas, the 24th, which is a Monday, there will be a concert at Lincoln Square Synagogue, and it will be the Upper West Side Chazanim, Yanki Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Chaim David Burson. And I'll be the MC. I look forward to seeing many of you there. It'll just a nice way to spend a very quiet evening, what's normally a quiet evening, but this will be loaded with great, great music. Danny Gildar, of course, on the piano. There'll be some wine and sushi or something. Give you more details about that as the weeks go by. I'll have more details on that. But save the date, Monday 24th at Lincoln Square Synagogue, 8 o'clock, and be prepared for just a great evening with these three fine, fine cantors who really represent the future of Chazonis. That's for sure. Okay, let's get back to the music. Let's hear Zvi Weiss with Ana Avda.
Yeah.
shrochitno.
Yeah.
Weiss, wonderful chazan in Israel. And next we'll hear Louis Danto. The first selection will be Akavio. Louis Danto. Well, it was supposed to be Louis Danto. Let me just figure out what's going on here. Excuse me. A slight problem. Let's see if I can work this out. That's B. Okay. And we'll start with Hamaavir Bonov. Okay. Let's see if we can get that working. There we go.
Thank you.
Louis Danto, that was Hama Avir Bonov, and let's hear Shoma Vatismach Tzion.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Louis Danto. Let me just tell you a little bit about Louis. He was born in 1929 in Sawaki, Poland. He died in 2010 at the age of 81. He was a lyric tenor. And a little bit about his childhood. As a child, he sang at a synagogue in Sawaki, Eastern Poland. He sang as an alto soloist in the choirs of such greats as Jacob Berman and David Moshe Steinberg. During the 1939 partition of Poland by Nazi Germany and the USSR, his family moved eastward into Belarus in the Soviet zone. Soon afterwards, Louis won first prize with a Hebrew song in a children's singing competition in Belarus. During the competition, the Nazis invaded his city and murdered his entire family. Louis was fortunate enough to escape to Minsk. There he studied voice and cello at the local conservatory from 39 to 41. When Germany invaded Russia, Danto was moved once more, this time with a group of other talented children, deep into Russia, where he continued his studies. He arrived in the United States in 1950. He became cantor at Beth Emeth Beis Yehuda Synagogue in Toronto in 1973 until his retirement in 1998. One more selection. This will be, hopefully I have this set up properly, Louis Danto with Havdola. Thank you. Hoping that you're enjoying these selections, but now I am presenting something rather new, new for. Let me just make sure this is working. Yes. Hey, here's the deal. 45 years ago, Greater Recording, GRC, a Greater Recording Company, came out with a series, In the Synagogue with the Great Cantors, the series. 10 or 12 albums, and these were all cantors from the period of 1905 to about 1925, somewhere in that period. And what I've decided, if I just play one side of each of the 10 records, I'll have 20 weeks of bringing you these wonderful cantors from the past. Again, that's from the period 1905 to around 1925. 1925 is significant in the recording history. As you may be aware, I've given this presentation in my Yusso's World presentation, the history of recorded sound. In 1925, there was a major change in the way recordings were made. Prior to that, it was called acoustical recording, where the artist stood in front of a large horn, and the vibrations narrowed down to a stylus, which then made the impressions for the cylinder or for the disc. But in 1925, they went from acoustic to electronic, or electric, if you will, where you had a speaker, a microphone, and an amplifier. There was a sea change in the recordings, but the recordings that you're going to be hearing next, and for most of this period, for the series, are from the acoustic period. So let's get right to the good old days. Let's go to 1922, Shlomo Beinhorn with the Yerushalayim Yircha. Berlachamim, Dedicated to Elliot Schoenfeld, who I think really likes the old Chazanim. Okay, that was from 96 years ago, and let's go back 106 years ago to 1912, Meir Kanevsky with Ato Zocher, a 1912 recording.
Rabin, Vahamoy Berio, Leyen Taklis, Merge tu zava e zovul tuto, o mila cule mai sori to. De raio em te filas, mas te sou. De raio em te filas, mas te sou. Kurane yom rishon ki yachol ki kol yisruel umishofer
Kanevsky. Our next chazan, Morris Steinberg. He was born in 1870. He died in 1941. He was known as Moshe der Zoger. These four selections that I'll be playing without interruption or comment were recorded in 1919, 99 years ago. We'll hear Yiru Einenu, Vuhu Rachum, Birchas Kohanim, and Sim Shalom. Again, without interruption.
Oh, Oh,
Okay, I'm interested in your feedback, what you think of this possible new edition of the last 20 minutes or so will be from Cantors of the Past series by GRC, Greater Recording Company, and it's primarily items from 1905 to 1925 or so, 1928. Thanks for joining with me. Whoops, thanks for joining with me, and you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.